am. Hello, good morning, everybody. Yeah, you can tell I'm really enjoying sitting here in the studio with my laptop because we've had audio issues, but we're here. We've got Ben and we've got Simpiwe joining us in just a moment or two. And I do love all the comments here. Somebody said that we need Auntie Ruda to come and take some order again. Someone else blaming the fact that because Liverpool played last night, James slept late. No, in fact, everybody was here on time this morning. I even had to put in petrol and I managed to get here on time, but we just, we can't figure out why we're having audio issues. So trying to figure that stuff out. But in the meantime, we've got a show. We're here, we're live, we're ready. And there's a ton of stuff to talk about. I see Common Sense saying Elon for SA president. Well, he can't be president of the United States because you have to be born there. But apparently he could be president of South Africa. Only problem is he doesn't live here and he doesn't want to. Hey, Gareth, why is there a big green screen behind you? Everything is fake. Yep. That's the truth, Bitcoin Butt. So, yeah. All right, let's get going. We've got so much to talk about. Simpiwe and Ben are going to be joining us in just a moment or two. I see we've got loads of Grammy-related things. I've got to be honest with you, I didn't watch the Grammys. I also didn't watch the Sona State of the Nation address yesterday. I don't know that I missed anything, to be perfectly honest. People are telling me I missed absolutely zero. So I don't think it's just me. We will find out in a moment what the people who did watch it had to say. Since you've become a racist, Gareth, says Clint from the Vol, everything has gone to shit on this show. Yeah, well, according to some people on Twitter, I'm suddenly just out of the blue. After all these years, I've finally revealed my racist colors. Took all this time. It took Donald Trump. It took USAID funding to stop. It took Elon Musk running Doge. And that was the catalyst. That was when I decided, you know what? I think this is the time to reveal, to come out as being the big racist. So yeah, exactly. Spot on. Cyril lied and spoke about using AI and everything. Well, maybe AI helped him make his speech. It might be a little bit better if it did. But yeah, Vyasin saying pretty much what everybody on social media was saying yesterday. We can just replay the Sona from last year and we would have the same thing. All right, here's Ben. We're just going to get Simpiwe online in just a moment. Gareth finally came out of the race closet, says Lee. That's hilarious. Twitter has become a racial spewing week. It doesn't Twitter always do that, though?
Yeah,
thoughts on Trump's comments on Gaza. Hey, Ben, sorry. How's it?
Yeah, how's it? It's particularly bad this week.
Yeah, well, especially with, you know what it is, though? And I'll show you a little clip. I sent, there's Simpiwe. Let me just get everybody on. Yeah, there we go. We're actually all, like, sitting 2 meters from each other. This is how we have to do shit these days. Unbelievable. Okay, so let's take a look here. James, have you got that clip uploaded for me on the CNN anchors? All right, yeah, just grab that for me in the meantime. So this is what happened on CNN. Apparently now, they also don't like the fact that Elon is doing all of this. You know this USAID, AID. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the story over the week. Have you?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, very much so.
All right, so the fun thing about this is, if you've never seen it, USAID has got this incredible compound. I was talking to one of our guests, I think it was Warris the other day, about how they've got this massive headquarters in Pretoria, which is like a fortress. Ben, you know where the Harlequins Rugby Club is?
Oh, yeah?
It's right near there. They've got like this big block. It's surrounded by, it's got these embankments. Simpiwe, listen to this. Embankments, a moat. Gates, you know those gates with those big things that come up like that you couldn't drive a truck through? Yeah. Wow. They got those. It's got like double booms. It's got fencing. It's got like these guard towers that you would have at a prison. It's insane. And this is the place, apparently, this is the place that has been distributing money to all kinds of stupid causes. Like, for example, they spent some enormous amount of money, something like 10 million rand, you know, at least a couple of million dollars, according to, I'm just dumbing it down so that we don't have to get into specifics, but the White House press secretary read out a list of things that they've spent money on. And apparently they spent at least 10 million rand on transgender education for like prostitutes in South Africa, something like that. So, you know, if you stop on Oxford Street, not far from where Ben lives, and you ask one of those machoshas there about like transgender, they'll know all about it because they got free education from USAID.
And they only take dollars in anywhere, so they're so used to those dollar handouts. That's how they commerce themselves.
And these guys were paying for journalists all over the world. I don't know if you heard the story about Politico, but Politico is a very left-wing media outlet in America. So apparently, while Biden was in office, Politico got subscriptions from government departments in the U.S. government. The subscription was $10,000 a year, okay? And they were pretty much bankrolling Politico because nobody really subscribes to that piece of shit news operation, news in inverted commas. And it just made me think, I wonder how many businesses, in inverted commas here, in media and news have been funded by NGOs, foreign money, USAID. And I think especially those publications that you look at them and you think, how could you write so much rubbish? Chances are they probably are funded by some of this stuff. And therefore, they never have to be accountable to their audience. Therefore, they never have to actually print anything worthwhile because they can just spew political rubbish to keep their paymaster happy. And they don't actually have to do anything. I mean, we don't even charge a subscription here.
That's what I found the most interesting out of all of the stuff here this week was yesterday finding out about that. And yep. I always look at, Gareth, I always find you're a fascinating person because I know you very well. So I think everything that mostly gets written about you is stupid because I know who you are. But you are a lightning rod to all these losers because truth is a very inconvenient and horrible thing for so many of them because they live in this wrapped up fantasy world. But now we know what wrapped up this world, USAID yep. money. And now that's yep. gone. There's like this massive space for truth now, and people might actually have to do jobs, like actually report on stuff, because no one's paying yep. for fantasy anymore. No one's paying for creative writing anymore. I think this is the most excited I've been about general life for so long.
Well, let's excitement, because I recently saw an article about Joe Biden signing to a Hollywood talent agency. So you're going to see more of him. I don't know what he's going to be doing. But
he can burn his fall. They need to cast that.
So, yeah.
All right. So let's get to you just mentioned Biden going to a talent agency. I mean, I can't imagine what. First of all, the biggest acting job he's ever had was being president of the United States. And he fucked that up royally. So I don't know what the hell they're going to get him to do from here on in. I mean, what a bunch of grifters that family are. He pardons all of them on his way out. And I mean, I know I'm still angry about this and it's in the past, but it's only, two, 3 weeks ago that this son of a bitch leaves, this dotard, this pensioner who should have taken his retirement 30 years ago. And on his way out, he just burns the place down. He just pardons 8,000 people over the course of his presidency. He has the most rotten family. I mean, that Hunter Biden, you wouldn't allow him in your house. He was the president's son, and there's not one of the three of us or anyone who's listening and watching right now who would allow that guy into their house because he'd steal everything.
Yeah, but if I wanted cocaine, I might ask him because he might be linked to it. But, you know, I don't want cocaine.
Yeah.
All right, but Sims, you brought up, I know it was something that you and Ben were talking about when we were sitting here waiting for us to get the sound sorted. You mentioned the Grammys. Now, I didn't see this. The Grammys were on what, Sunday?
I think so.
Yeah, it's taken me a whole week to realize that the Grammys were even on. So did I miss anything?
I think the biggest conversation that's been taking place is Kanye West and his wife, Bianca. They pulled up and they walked the red carpet and lo and behold, she was butt naked. Like she pulled up in a coat and then she took it off and she was butt naked. And Kanye West has now revealed that that was like a stunt that he did on purpose, because now she's the most Googled person. She beat the Grammys in terms of how many people Googled her. And yeah, like he's just like so proud of the fact that they beat the Grammys, and she was wearing a Yeezys sheer see-through dress.
So are you allowed to? Are you allowed to be naked at the Grammys?
No. Okay. And apparently they weren't invited. So they just rocked up just to cause havoc.
So that, were they kicked out?
Yes, they were. Afterwards, yes. Okay, guys, but that's basically what happened.
As a Grammy expert, I've got to step in here. They were invited because Kanye did actually have one song that was nominated, but he lost to Kendrick Lamar, who won everything, apparently. But I just think there's always a deeper question with Kanye. James, do you have that wider picture that I sent of the red carpet? I have a very simple question about this, right? To what end are these stunts in honor of? Is he trying to sell this woman? Is he holding?
I don't know. But before we get to your picture, Ben, and we will, and we'll look at it in detail. I just want to hear your thoughts, Simpiwe. And Ben, as Grammy and fashion experts, both of you, what do you think of, first of all, this outfit here? This is from Joy Villa.
Nice. Okay. Tasteful, nice colors.
Very tasteful, yeah. All right.
I don't like it. I am a fan of Trump, but I don't like this look on her. Like, I don't, like, it's so plasticky. And yeah, that feather on the hair, like,
I do like the clutch, though.
Yeah, the clutch is cute, but there's too much going on. There's like red plastic with white fabric and then blue shoulder. No, this is too much. So it's a no for me.
Looks like she took that off the those things that hold up the ring at a boxing match.
Oh, yes. Or like around a rugby post. Yeah.
Yeah. Those things. And she's not an unattractive, terrible person. I just think that this is, it looks a bit plasticky. I think there's a lot of sweating going on under that.
Yeah. Unlike Bianca.
All right, then here, I don't know who this is, but it looks like someone who escaped from the 1600s.
She looks like the floor. She looks like the floor in autumn.
I'll tell you her name now. She won some sort of Grammy thing. She's like a new pop artist coming to the scene. She looks like a clown. But yeah, I don't like that look. Like, I don't know what's going on. Not. She'll scare me if I saw her in the middle of the night and I'm just like, oh, like, you know, and she's gonna sing. I forgot her name, but yeah, I think she won eight Grammy.
What? Chappell Roan.
Chappell Roan. I was gonna guess that.
Ben, I had James come in and say to me, Chappell Roan. I'm like, that's not how you say it. I don't know shit, but I know that's not how you say it. Chappell Roan.
Yeah.
Chappell
Roan. Yeah, she has a very weird look going on for her.
She's quite good, though.
But isn't Chappell Roan also like a trance or whatever it is? So a guy dressing up as a girl? I don't know. Here's talking about stupid. This is Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's child, Jaden, I think his name is.
He's got a castle on his child.
Well, he's an adult now, isn't he? I mean, he's grown up, but you wouldn't think so looking at his outfit.
Does he have shoes on?
Yes, I think he has shoes on.
Doesn't look like it.
I mean, that is so stupid. So he's wearing a suit, but he's got like a black castle on his head. My favorite comment was, someone said, I just don't have time for this. And I don't have time for this.
Right? People have been molested, hey?
I got an update. Apparently, no, Chappell Roan is not trans. Okay. It's just a strange looking woman. All right. How about this? There's a witch. Who's that?
Where is she going? Is she going out for a night of disco dancing? I mean, we're going to the Grammys. Dress up. This is not it.
Disco dancing. Yeah. Don't know what. Wow. Bianca Censori. That's Ben's favorite outfit of the Grammys.
Well, it was. Very good looking woman, that.
All right, here, by the way, this is the wider shot that you wanted, Ben.
Yeah, so, like, when you go to a slave market, right, you sort of produce your wares and then you sell them to the greater market. Like, what is Kanye doing there? He looks like he's selling this woman.
He's pimping her out. Yeah.
So you got to think, like, does he have a number in mind? And he's just trying to get enough clout that he can eventually just sell her? Because this is what all these stunts seem to be producing.
Yes.
It's just, it's really, whatever is going on there, I don't like it.
So I just think it would be really fun. It is, Gareth. We spoke about this before. It's very weird. But you know the paparazzi scrum around all this. They're all going, ah, Bianca, you look so beautiful. Or over here. It would be so funny.
What are you wearing?
It would be so funny if someone just shouted, like, money. Like, how much? 10,000. And just, like, treated it for as ridiculous as it was. Because it looks like he's selling this woman.
Like, but no one's Lee says, Kanye said, made sure to tell her, don't you dare smile.
Yeah, so apparently it's an act because someone was doing like lip reading on the red carpet, and moments before she took off her coat, she was like, to Kanye, no, do I have to do this? Don't want to do this. And she looked like she really didn't want to do it. And then obviously she takes down her coat and boom, shaka boom, we see all the goodies. And then like, if you look at the pictures, she doesn't look happy. She doesn't look like she wants to do this in all the pictures that they take together. But at the after party or at some club, you can see them partying and she's happy and she's like loving him and all up on him. So apparently this is all an act that she is part of and she's happy to be part of. But I'm just like, blink once, girl. If you need help, blink once.
Oh, my God. All right. So all of this was going on at the Grammys. There's one or two more outfits. Are you bored of this or should we do one or two more outfits?
We can do one more or two.
I genuinely think that he is trying to sell this woman. I'm curious.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be allowed. It should not be allowed. This is slavery. So here's Billy Porter, who is a man dressing up like that. Again, that's.
Yeah,
I mean, this era is over, guys. Like, it's over. Like, that time has passed. We've had that time. Now it's time for you to look good again. We want beautiful things. We want beautiful people looking beautiful, not doing stupid, outrageous, attention-seeking stunts. Just go back to looking good. Speaking of which, I saw Ben was wearing a suit on the bounce yesterday. Very good, Ben. You see, you're bringing it back yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm trying to get ahead of the Grammys. Yeah, Gareth, it was a nice show. But just on the final point of the Grammys, it's just that all of these people are the ones that say that Trump is unstable. So yep. There's also that just doesn't quite sit, does it?
No, it's a terrible thing, and it's a lie, and it's nonsense. And really, I think all of these unstable people in Hollywood, these are the people who we need to stop listening to, and stop paying attention to. I don't enjoy it. It's not fun. It's ridiculous.
This guy's still around.
Who's this again?
Is that a Wayans brother?
Nope.
Little Nas. See, I wouldn't know who that is. Little Wayne's brother.
No. No, that's oh my gosh, now I forgot his name. But he came out, he had that. And all time wrong, na 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 na, and until I can't no more. Nice. That's him.
Someone's nice.
Yeah, he came out with that song, and then like over the course of his career, he's gone very dark and very like.
Oh look, we got the studio working.
Woo!
All right, okay. So you guys get in here, and then we'll carry on. Okay. So we can actually talk to each other like human beings.
Give us 2 seconds as you do this transition.
Why would we mess around with the rest of this? All right, so while Simpiwe and Ben are making their way back into the studio, let me tell you about something that really irritates me that started happening. Well, something I picked up on this week. I was at the gym on Sunday, and there was a dude sitting in the – you know they have the kawaii at the entrance, right? And there's a guy sitting there, and he had his feet up on the table. He had his feet up on the table with no shoes on, his shoes – on the table, a table like this, like the coffee table we've got here. He's ordering food or having a drink or whatever, and he's got his feet there, his disgusting, dirty gym feet on the table at the kawaii, and he's got his shoes next to it, next to his filthy, dirty hobbit feet.
Oh, no.
So, hello, Sims. Hello, Ben.
Oh, gosh.
So what do I do about this? Because I was in a quandary. Am I going to be the guy who goes over to this dude? He's a 20-something white dude. You know, he's not going to like attack me. He's not like some rough, like bodybuilder type who's hopped up on steroids. But I feel like maybe it is my place, but maybe it isn't. It's a very difficult thing to do. What do I do? Simpiwe, should I go up and say to the guy, take your filthy, dirty, you know, like Will Smith style, take my wife's name out your whore mouth. So I felt like saying this to him and I didn't. And it turns out that while I was contemplating this, the guy from the restaurant came over, the one of the waiters, and said, dude, please. Now, it irritates me that he had to be told this.
But no one's told him in life. And the more people, like us, we actually, it's our social responsibility to tell people that they're stupid shit or unruly.
You think we should?
We have to, unfortunately. Okay. No one wants to.
You would have done this, both of you?
Well, it would have sussed it out because it's the obligation of the proprietor of the place, right? Mm-hmm. The restaurant owner, the waiter. It's their thing. Because you're important. So if you're uncomfortable, that's their problem. Mm. So they must always check for these ruffians.
And by the way, it's not about me being uncomfortable or being precious. I just think anyone on earth should know that you shouldn't have your filthy feet up on the coffee table. And he was shameless about it. He's scrolling through his phone.
It's Brett.
I took a picture. I deleted it afterwards or I would have shown you. But just disgusting. You would have done that too? You would have gone up and said something?
I actually would have told him at my big age of almost 30 now, I have the confidence of actually telling people when they're wrong. Like before, I would have been like, and then kept it to myself. Now I'm like, we need to behave as a society and behaving looks like this. And if you don't know how to do it, hey, I'm going to get my big mama pants on and show you how to do it.
You would have been the best because with those sage words comes a facial expression, which is not to be fucked with. And that person would have had it. They would have done it again.
Yes, like I just believe that like there's certain things that people need to go through. You know, I was beaten once upon a time and look, I turned out fine. And maybe you also need to be reminded that a beating or a lecture will actually get you in line because people forget.
They do.
So, yeah, I would have.
So I did notice that when the waiter went over and said to him, you know, like, come on, dude, this is not what you do. He was very, very ashamed. He was like, he quickly put his feet and he was looking around and you could tell like he felt shame. And we've spoken often on the show about the value of shame.
That then covers another problem is that you're so completely unaware of how shit you are as a person.
Yes.
That to me, I think is actually slightly worse because like,
no.
Where does this person come from? What other things do they do that they don't understand that is not behavior?
Well, I believe that what Simpiwe just said now is about it's like society. It's not just about him and the way he behaves. It's about how all of us want society to function.
Yes.
We want things to work. We want people to have respect not only for themselves, but for the other people around them. Mm. You know, if we all respected each other a bit more, and I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, proselytizing from the hill here. But the reality is you just have to go onto our roads to realize how little people give a fuck about each other. You just have to drive on any road in South Africa at any time and you will realize very quickly nobody cares about anyone else. We can talk about Ubuntu as much. Yeah. Shame, Cape Town. You had to. This is your moment to stick the knife in the Cape Town. Worse,
people here are courteous compared to Cape Town. Cheap as they are pricks there.
I think we could do better. People talk about Ubuntu and, oh, we love each other. No. Look at, you mentioned Twitter earlier. Look at how we treat each other there. Mm. I mean, the one thing I have not done in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, when all of this noise about, it's amazing to me how everybody's going crazy about Trump and Musk. And I'm going to play this CNN clip for you just now. But people are, they're angry, they're rude. I spoke to someone here at the office yesterday. And she said to me, does it bug you when there's a noise on social media? And I said to her, you know, I haven't thought about it because I've been doing it for a while now. And it's just not something I think about too much. Mm-hmm. But the reality is I don't. I can only see, just by the way, if you've been messaging me on social media, I have this setting on Twitter where I only have to see the comments of people that I follow.
Okay, so if I
don't, so if I don't follow you, I don't see your comments. So when people say, oh, you know, there's a lot of noise about, I go, really? And I'm none the wiser. And that's because I don't want to be unhappy. Mm. But on our roads, people are the same. They're angry. It's like, this is not how you behave if you want society to work. And don't put your feet on the table, kind of.
Yeah, I just think so much of this comes down to envy. So the more and more I look at it, people are angry because they have fuck all and they're useless and they've got no self-esteem and they don't know how to get out of these holes that they've dug for themselves. So therefore, they're always throwing shit up. And just that's how I think these people roll. You know, so, like yesterday on The Bounce Show, which is a really good show, go watch it.
Yes, absolutely.
On the Real Network. You know, we're talking about disappointments with Cam Simon, who lost his last two fights.
Great show.
After being like a really, you know, he still is an incredible prospect. And Sandila said, like, how do you deal with people just giving you shit? Because they do. You get people online going, oh, you're so cuck. They've never been in a fight in their lives, treating this guy. And he's like, you got to take it from where it's coming from.
Yeah.
I don't know this troll online. I can't be upset by him.
Yeah.
If my coach tells me that, then I'm upset.
I'm going to bring our two examples together and say that you cannot respond to every tick consumer on every street corner as you drive past in your nice car.
Yeah.
And it's a good metaphor because it brings together the road and the online thing. If someone's shouting like a screaming hysterical banshee at you on social media, you don't have to respond. Absolutely. And in fact, it's probably better not to. It's like if your child has a tantrum because they're stuck in the infant, then you don't have to engage with that. You can just leave the child and let it tantrum its way to exhaustion. We've got a mom here now, ladies and gentlemen. She knows. She's laughing because it's true.
These analogies are hitting.
Yes, they are. Just have to let them cry sometimes. It's just, teach them a lesson.
So speaking of tantruming, okay, James, play that CNN clip.
Trump.
It's the Democrats are just losing it. But this is so funny because the CNN anchors.
Oh.
Themselves, they've got a panel discussion, but they play this clip of the Democrats' rally that they're having outside the Doge offices or whatever, because they're upset that all this funding is being, that all this wasteful expenditure is being cut. I mean, I just wish we had a Doge in South Africa, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you hear how Cyril was launching? Yeah. I just saw on Twitter, Cyril's launching thousands of programs, funds, new ideas.
That man, he bores
He's
me.
Spending money we don't have.
He wants to build the biggest or largest bridge or something. Now I'm like, sir, can we just fix the potholes?
And where's that smart city he spoke about? We showed pictures the other day of how it's just all overgrown and fucked.
We will.
We plan to.
That's what he said. We will. We plan. Zero, I'm tired. I am tired. Tell us about what you've done, sir. Like in the past year, we built X, Y, Z.
There's nothing to tell.
We will.
Yeah, to turn the ANC's old line on its head. They used to say a good story to tell. Well, then there's no story to tell right now. That's why he's promising things in the future that he won't deliver either. Anyway, look at these Democrats, because the funny thing is that even the CNN people who love them, they love the Democrats, even they start laughing. Mm. Watch this.
Democrats agree that Musk is a problem, but listen to them today, and they have a pinata in search of a stick.
To our Republican colleagues, if you do not see the light, we will bring the fire. Resist!
We are going to be in your face. We are going to be on your asses.
We have days to stop the destruction of our democracy. We have work to do. Tell Elon Musk to take his hands off your money.
We don't pledge allegiance to the creepy 22-year-olds working for Elon Musk. We pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
And goddammit, shut down the city! We are at war!
We will win. We will win. We won't rest. We won't rest.
Gratulations.
Yeah, the Democrats need a real leader. Okay? They need a real leader, which
You know what that last scene reminded me of? Zuma must go.
Yes,
Zuma must go. Zuma must go.
You're right. That's exactly the same energy, right? That's beautiful. Yeah, Chuck Schumer. He's the Senate leader, the Democrat Senate leader. It's unbelievable. And then he's got like that 1,000-year-old lady who's been mayor of, I don't know, whatever, congresswoman from San Francisco or something. What's her name? I can never remember. Anyway, she's standing there with her stick.
People just, but it's so deluded. And like, you laugh to a point, but then you realize how bad this is. So that money gets pissed around the world for nothing. I mean, Peru's got like a transgender comic or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I've got Iraq Sesame Street to show you. This is what America...
What's happening to the world?
Have you got this Iraq Sesame Street video? Okay, this is amazing because this is one of the things that actually Americans paid for and they didn't want to. Again, I don't know who would be against, in any country, who would be against cutting wasteful expenditure? What kind of pervert... And I don't mean in a sexual sense, but perverse as in it just is against nature, right? What person wants to see their tax money, their hard-earned salary, which is already cut in half by the government or whatever percentage they're taking, who wants to see that thrown away on dumb shit all over the world? And by the way, so much of the leftist nonsense that we've seen in the media over the last 10 years, so much of the protests that we've seen, all nonsense. It's all been paid for by these shadowy, opaque government agencies out of the USA, not out of anywhere else. Maybe there are other places who are doing it too, but we're finding out about how much they've been spending. Imagine how furious you would be. I mean, I get cross when I think about how much money we waste in this country, right? And you think of how many houses we could have built. Yeah. You think of how we could have fixed the water infrastructure. You think how we could have built better electricity infrastructure and power stations, all that stuff. But imagine being an American. I mean, listen, at least we know our money's just been stolen outright.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can understand that. Just a greedy pigs at the trough.
Yeah.
But if you're an American, imagine you're some hardworking farmer in Arkansas and you've just found out that the tax money you're paying the government is going to fund transgender comics in Peru. Imagine how angry you're going
to
be.
It's hard to comprehend. And you look at it and go, okay, no, that's where the batshit crazy got to. That's the level. Mm-hmm. That's where we are.
But it's also why, for example, that protest that we just laughed at with the Democrats. And what did they assume a mask for?
But the stick.
We won't rest. We won't rest.
It's like reptile thinking. We'll shut the city down. We are at war. It's like all this.
No, but by the way, they couldn't assemble more than, I think it was about 150, 200 people. Yeah, it was small because, again, they can't activate the spending that they used to. They can't get their friends hidden in dark corners of state departments to pass money on to get the protesters there, because most of these protesters don't give a shit about these causes. Mm-hmm. They had to be paid to be there. And yes. I wonder how many other protests, including ones that happen in this country, including things we see on Twitter, we're always blaming Russian bots. What if it's American taxpayers, USAID money that's been paying for articles in our media, for protests on our street, for supposed outrage about things that happen online, when we all know I'm supposedly the source of outrage every other week. I've never had anyone come up to me, not once, and say, I have a problem with you. Not once. So is it all bullshit? Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah, these people are funded by that. And I see relatively smart people. I say relatively. Since COVID, I've got a much more sort of like designated way of judging people. And the narrative is so built in. And these people are now the product of all this funding. I chatted to my niece the other day, right? Mm-hmm. Smart, intelligent young woman. And she's like, Donald Trump's the worst. And I was like, oh, fuck, there we go again, these narratives. And I said, why is that? Well, he's taking money away from poor people. That's what she said. Mm. So at school, that's what she gets told. Mm-hmm. At home, I don't know. I'm not going to blame my brother on that. But that's what she picks up, right? Yeah. That is it. And then that's where the conversation ended. I said, like what? And she's like, well, these people who need money. That was the conversation. So all the stuff that you've been talking about being funded, it's dripping down into the brains of people, and this is what we have to see for the last 10 years.
Well, you mentioned COVID. I mean, so much of the noise around that was also paid for by this same stuff, right?
And Zuckerberg come out to say that they were pressured by Biden and his administration to censor things, not push out or push out certain information on their platform. So it is true. It's not a conspiracy theory anymore.
No. Anybody who says, ooh, conspiracy theory, or uses, as I said on Wednesday, uses the words misinformation, disinformation, ignore them. Those are not people you need to listen to anymore. They have been debunked. They are a bunch of liars. Mapelo says to me, taking me on here, he says, Gareth, don't be ridiculous. Acknowledge that USAID did a lot of good for millions. Okay, that's fine. You know, the Catholic Church does a lot of good for millions all over the world, too. They have hunger projects that where they feed people. They have projects where they help people, not, you know, women who don't want to have abortions but are forced into them to get away from those situations. They help with gender-based violence all over. But that doesn't mean that there aren't priests interfering with children. So just because someone does something good doesn't forgive all the terrible things they're doing, and it's still a waste of money. So yes, USAID might have been, by and large in this country anyway, a major source of antiretrovirals, which may have saved many people and many people's family members, and that is good, obviously. But that does not excuse all the stupid and terrible shit that they're doing. So here's what they got from Iraqis who made Sesame Street in Iraq got from USAID. Here's one of their episodes. Have a look. Yes, that's how Sesame Street looks in Iraq. You've always wondered, right?
I just want to like touch on Mapelo's point there slightly, okay? So again, with all these narratives and stuff, everyone's very anti-American. Then America doesn't pay them anymore, and now they're like, these guys are pricks.
Yeah,
so which
that's
way
what
you,
it is.
Which way do you want it? People are just fundamentally shit. That's just what it comes down to. They never want to improve themselves. They're going to hate people who are better than them, and that is their identity.
Well, Mapelo also says, Ben and Simpiwe, it's important to bring a counter-argument to Gareth, even when you agree with him. It makes the show more interesting.
Yeah, Mapelo, that's pretty much what we do every single week. So your head is so up your ass today, judging by your comments in general, banter.
You called him out. Don't worry.
I'll counter-argument you and your bullshit. How about that?
Oh, wow. Okay. There's another CNN clip that I've got to show you, which is also pretty interesting because it reveals something. Have you got the other one that I sent you this morning? This one reveals something interesting about how so many people have been misled over the last, it's not even decade, it's probably 20 years, maybe even 25 years, about what merit is. Mm. You know, if there's anything that is, and I'm not a religious man, but is God's work that's being done at the moment in the world, is that merit is coming back into things. Like you want the best people running things so that you get the best results.
Yes.
And when that's the standard, you want to become the best, everyone improves.
Yes.
Correct. And there's been a lot of like...
Oh, for the sake of Mapelo, no.
No, yes. Fair.
Fair. Okay, carry on with that. He liked that.
Merit is not good.
Like
you shouldn't work for things. Yeah. You should just be handed things, you know, be born into a rich family and be a nepo baby.
There we go. That's another different opinion, just especially for Mapelo. All right, so in this clip, this is amazing. This woman... she's ranting about how Elon Musk, first of all, she says he shouldn't even be in America because he wasn't born there, which is weird coming from the party that's been letting everybody in illegally. Yeah. He's a legal immigrant.
Which way do you want it?
I don't know what her problem is on that front. But anyway, I mean, I'm not standing up for him because I'm an Elon fan. I think he's great, but I don't think he should be doing everything. And in fact, Trump said the same thing the other day. He's like, I'm not getting Elon involved in international relations. Mm. I want him in here to clean out government like he cleaned out Twitter.
That's it.
And are we using Twitter more now? Are we enjoying Twitter more now? Is Twitter more interesting now than it's been before? Hell yeah.
It's the most free Mapelo-like counter-argument platform.
There we go. So you can disagree with us there, Mapelo. How about that? Let's stop beating up on him for the moment. All right, so take a look at this clip because because this is also a very interesting discussion around merit, which we need to start having in the world again.
Yeah.
Into my, and you would like for you,
and I say this with all due respect, he doesn't even go here. And I say that all the time. Why is this man who is not really a part of this country and its plans, especially when we're talking about birthrights and every other aspect, why is he in charge of our government?
What do you mean he's not part of this
country? He's not from here. He's not. He doesn't even go
so
here.
If
that's
you
the
aren't
joke.
Born here.
So,
you can't be. A
no.
Part of the
what I'm saying is, they run on that. That is their. That is their big thing. Go back
You're
home to where you
sense.
Belong.
Elon's I'm proud to be here in America. He's
so
proud
tell
to
me,
have his
why would you? Why are you
here.
So adamant
he
in defending someone?
This
why are you adamant in defending someone who doesn't have anything to do with our government?
Because once again, you asked what his qualifications are.
Please,
I reminded you, he's the smartest, richest. And one of the most successful people in the world.
What does
he's
that mean?
Brilliant. I think most people in this country would be proud to have him doing what he's doing. You talk about people being fired that are supposed to do this. None of them have done their job. Where have they been the past 30 years that all this has been going?
All right. So
that woman, is she spoon fed in the morning with soft food?
I don't know, but it's a really.
Someone choo-choo trains her nutrients into her mouth.
This is such an important discussion. People have forgotten what competence looks like.
Yes.
And I, you know, we think in South Africa we're the only people who have a shitty government, but we're not. Americans have been putting up with the shittiest government for the last 4 years. There are countries like Argentina that are only turning the corner now. There are countries all over Europe that are looking at their governments going, what the hell am I paying for here? I didn't ask for two governments. Why am I paying for another one in Brussels as well as the one that I've got here in my capital city? And it's become weird to imagine that the right thing to do is to find the best person for the job and to put that person in the job and let them do the best job possible, because we've complicated everything. Now it's all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's all about sustainability and what's the other buzzword that they keep using? Environmentalism, good governance. They put in all these layers that have nothing to do with merit. Like, how about just putting the person who's the best at the job in the job?
But even if you go according to those standards, I think Elon still ticks those boxes, the diversity, because you want diversity.
Well, he's an African-American.
Come on now. You know, and he's going to be able to teach them things and share with like them things that they might not realize about their own country. Inclusion, that's very important. Why you want to exclude, you know, someone who is, you know, from South Africa, you know, which is up and coming, and someone who's lived in America. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
That woman,
you can go according
to
their own
standards. Let's call her the soft food woman, because that's what Ben threw at her.
Puree
princess there. She doesn't understand this. She's like, but what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, she first started the sentence by saying, he doesn't even go here. Like, he's a serious
he
person.
He don't even fuck with this.
Exactly.
He don't even fuck with this.
But if
that's
you,
what she
but
means.
Going back to that, even that, she can't use that as an argument, because you could be like, well, African Americans, where do you guys come from? And then that's a whole debate.
Oh, there's more
you
holes
see?
In that story than Jen's
so
underwear.
So please, just. James just caught strays.
Hello.
Oh, wow. How are you getting in the fire line here, James?
I'm trying to be inclusive, guys. I'm trying to be inclusive. I'm trying to get diversity here.
Unbelievable.
I definitely don't go there, James.
Snai says, didn't Elon renounce his South African citizenship? He's more American than he is South African. Of course he is.
Yeah, but have you also heard them say, you get these people who try to sound smart and they go, I don't understand Elon. He's an unelected authority in this matter.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But now Trump's elected, so he gets to choose people, right?
But the same people
who have
a problem.
Unelected?
No. It's even easier than that. The right thing to bring up with people who say that is to say, sure, he's been appointed by an elected person to do a job, a very specific defined job.
And called to purpose.
But you elected Joe Biden and he doesn't have a brain in his head. And we don't know who was running the United States for the last 4 years. And they were also unelected. But you didn't have a problem with that for 4 years? No, you had a problem with a guy who's doing things. And by the way, who's saving you money? How could this be bad? So I found this dude. I've been following him a while on I think it's on Instagram. Anyway, he's got a very funny take on all of this. I'll play it for you after the break. We've got so many things to get to still. I just want to get to one or two of these comments. Hamin says, so they don't want illegal immigrants to be deported, but they want this legal one deported. They say he was not elected, but they want the unelected to say what goes. They're in a shambles. You see, also, when we cut off your money because you're getting free government money, when we cut out your ability to lie to the public through the media,
mm-hmm.
when we realize that you're the guys who've been talking shit and performing and pretending, they released Kamala Harris's full unedited 60 Minutes interview yesterday. That woman, there's porridge between her fucking ears. And America dodged, talk about Trump dodging the bullet in Butler, Pennsylvania. America dodged a bullet by not electing that complete lunatic. I mean, it is embarrassing to see how they tried to put makeup on a pig, so to speak. And I'm not saying anything about her looks here. I really am not. It's just embarrassing how bad she was in answering simple questions. Like the guy says to her at one point, Lester Holt, I think it is. He goes, Madam Vice President, where are you going to get the money for these programs? And she goes,
when I grew up,
you got to watch
I had a single mom. That's how she answered everything. I had a single mom. And you know, like our neighbors, like she was so good and bring community, community, you know, that was just, and I think that's what we need to bring back, you know.
You would have been better than her. You know what she did? She eventually went, well, I suppose we're going to have to raise taxes. Great answer. So they cut that out because obviously that's not going to get you votes.
Yes.
Anyway, you've got to see this new guy I've discovered. He's one of my favorite new people on social media. Good guy to watch. And all of that and more is on the way. Let's take a quick break. It's 7 o'clock.